This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Liz Truss has seen turbulent starts to her premiership, with many saying her leadership is now hanging by a thread. We get more from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
At just 6 weeks in power, Truss's time at the top has been bumpy, to say the least. Her libertarian economic policies have triggered emergency central bank intervention, multiple U-turns, and the firing of her Treasury chief. Conservative Member of Parliament Robert Halfen described the last few weeks as a series of horror stories.
The government has looked like libertarian jihadists and treated the whole country as kind of laboratory mice in which to carry out kind of ultra free market experiments.
The Financial Secretary to the Treasury, Andrew Griffith, defended the Prime Minister.
This is a time when we need stability.
Nevertheless, with new Chancellor Jeremy Hunt in power, many say Truss is still Prime Minister in name, but power in government has shifted to Hunt. Hunt has signalled he plans to rip up much of her remaining economic plan when he makes a medium-term budget statement at the end of October. Karen Chamas, London.
To the overreaching theme emerging from China's ongoing Communist Party Congress is one of continuity and not change. The week-long meeting is expected to reappoint Xi Jinping as its leader, reaffirm a commitment to the politics and his politics for the next 5 years, and possibly elevate his status even further as one of the most powerful leaders in China's modern history. For many Chinese wary of pandemic restrictions, the more immediate question is whether there will be any easing of zero COVID after the party congress. And the answer is probably not immediately, and changes, when they do occur, could come gradually. This is VOA News. Pro-Kremlin officials are blaming Ukraine for a rocket attack that struck the mayor's office in a key Ukrainian city controlled by the separatists. The municipal building in Donetsk was seriously damaged by the rocket attack. Separately, Ukrainian officials said that Russian rockets struck a city across from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Kyiv also reported holding the line in fierce fighting around the town of Bakhmut. The fighting comes 7 weeks into a Ukrainian counteroffensive in the south and east. Late Saturday, a Washington-based think tank accused Moscow of forcibly deporting Ukrainians to Russia and said it likely amounted to ethnic cleansing. A Salvadorian judge has ordered the provisional arrest of several retired high-ranking members of armed forces accused of having participated in the killings of four Dutch journalists in 1982 while they were covering the Central American nation civil war. Among those facing arrest orders are a former defense minister, General Jose Guillermo Garcia, and Colonel Francisco Antonio Moran, a former director of the now-defunct Treasury Police. According to the judge's ruling, which was seen by the Associated Press, neither the National Civil Police, which is charged with carrying out the court order, nor the public ministry have confirmed the arrest warrants or whether they have been carried out. Brazil's former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and incumbent Jair Bolsonaro have clashed in their first one-on-one debate 2 weeks before the presidential elections runoff. Debates in the election's first round featured several other candidates, none of whom garnered more than 5% of the October 2nd vote. They were largely distractions from the two obvious frontrunners in previous debates earlier this month. Da Silva, who is universally known as Lula, won the election's first round with 48% of the vote compared to Bolsonaro's 43%. Polls indicate the leftist former president, who governed between 2003 and 2010, remains a frontrunner, though his lead has shrunken. Recapping our top story, the overreaching theme emerging from China's ongoing Communist Party Congress is one of continuity, not change. It's been a week-long, or will be a week-long meeting, expected to reappoint the president, Xi Jinping, as its leader and reaffirm his policies and politics for the next 5 years, possibly elevate his status as well. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.